Okay, let's you at $9 billion. Just let that figure sink in for a moment. $9 billion. What on earth could possibly be behind a sum that massive being, well, clawed back from the federal budget? Well, today on the Deep Dives, we're plunging into the world of federal spending, specifically recent efforts to maybe rein it in. Through a pretty significant legislative maneuver, our mission really is to give you a shortcut to being, well informed on what this means for government spending and accountability,
Yeah.
especially with figures this big.
Right. And our main source material for this deep dive is very direct. It's a recent email bulletin dated July 20, 2025, came from a representative, and it's got this, well, emphatic title, Clawing Back $9 Billion in Wasteful Spending. So this email, it explicitly outlines specific actions taken by House Republicans, according to the senator anyway. It gives us a pretty focused look at a major political effort.
Okay, so let's unpack this then. Our goal isn't just, summarizing headlines. We really want to break down this significant rescissions package, understand the stated rationale behind it, and explore the specific programs targeted for cuts straight from the source material. But maybe more importantly, look for the deeper implications, the broader context.
Absolutely. So diving into those details, the email, which is from Representative Brian Babin, it details how last week, apparently, House Republicans took what the email calls decisive action, the goal, to rein in Washington's reckless spending. And this action came in the form of what's known as a major rescissions package.
Okay, and for anyone maybe not familiar with that term, a rescissions package, it's essentially a legislative tool, right? Used to cancel or, like you said, claw back unused funds, money that Congress already appropriated for various programs.
Exactly.
So it's a way for lawmakers to try and maybe reduce spending after it's already been approved on paper.
That's it, precisely. And the headline figure here, I mean, as outlined right there in the email, it's immense. It eliminated over $9 billion in programs. And the source explicitly states these were programs flagged by President Trump and the Department of Government Efficiency.
Right. And that Department of Government Efficiency, we should probably clarify, that refers to a proposed department, correct?
Huh?
Not one that's actually established and running right now.
Yes, exactly. It's been championed by the former president, focused on cutting perceived inefficiencies, but it's not an official department currently.
Got it. So the email frames this whole effort as, and I'm quoting here, a victory for taxpayers, but for accountability and for restoring some much-needed sanity to the federal budget. The representative, well, doesn't really pull any punches, states that Washington's been living high on the hog for far too long.
Strong language.
Yeah. And the email then claims House Republicans are doing the hard work of digging into the bloated bureaucracy, ending ridiculous woke pet projects, and eliminating programs that insult both our intelligence and our values. That's very clear declarative language. It lays out a very distinct philosophy for these cuts.
It truly is. And what's particularly insightful, I think, is the level of detail they provide for some specific cuts. The email gives us concrete examples of what they're targeting, which really helps illustrate, the stated intent behind that $9 billion figure and the philosophy you just mentioned.
Yeah, it's certainly striking how specific some of these examples are. For instance, the source explicitly mentions cutting taxpayer-funded propaganda, like drag shows for kids and documentaries promoting radical ideologies. So the email frames these as examples of what it sees as, well, culturally controversial or maybe ideologically driven spending, highlighting a specific kind of federal funding that's under scrutiny.
Right. And it also highlights what it labels woke media subsidies for NPR and PBS. And to be even more specific, the email mentions programs about queer animals and gender-neutral pronouns for pets as examples of these targeted subsidies.
Okay.
These particular examples, they seem to be cited by the representative as sort of illustrative of what they define as woke media subsidies, probably because they touch on themes like gender identity or LGBTQ plus issues that are often, politically contentious.
Yeah.
When you see a line item like Sesame Street in Iraq on the list of cuts, it definitely grabs your attention, really highlights the diverse, sometimes unexpected places federal money can go.
Yeah.
And beyond just domestic programs, it looks like a significant chunk of these cuts, according to the source, fall under foreign handouts. And these aren't just broad categories either. The email gives actual dollar figures and recipients. Indeed. It's in these specific examples that let's say, the political philosophy behind the cuts really comes into focus. For instance, the email lists cuts, including $135 million to the World Health Organization, $6 million earmarked to promote net zero cities in Mexico, and that $3 million for a version of Sesame Street in Iraq you mentioned.
Right. And the list goes on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Another $6 million cited for boosting media in the Palestinian territories, and $3 million for sexual and reproductive programs in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
These are very precise examples of what the representative's office identifies as your money that they're trying to protect.
Mm-hmm.
The common thread, at least from the source's perspective, it seems to be redirecting funds away from what it views as foreign programs that maybe don't directly serve American interests or align with its perceived values.
And if we connect this to the kind of the bigger picture, the email states this rescissions package builds on previous efforts. It specifically mentions our work with the One Big Beautiful Bill, which was, you know, a broader legislative proposal aimed at consolidating various appropriations, policy changes, often linked to conservative fiscal goals. And it mentions our broader effort to defund the radical left's agenda, restore fiscal sanity, and put America first.
So a clear link to a wider agenda there.
Absolutely. The overarching message from the representative is pretty blunt. House Republicans promised to clean up Washington, and we're keeping our word, explicitly tying these specific cuts to that larger political promise.
Okay. So just to sort of recap our deep dive into this email bulletin, House Republicans have, according to this source, passed a major rescissions package aimed at eliminating over $9 billion in programs. And these were programs identified, again, according to the source, by President Trump and the proposed Department of Government Efficiency. The stated goals are pretty clear. A victory for taxpayers, a win for accountability, and restoring sanity to the federal budget, in their words.
And connecting back to the bigger picture, the representative consistently emphasizes this is your money they're working to protect. These efforts to address what the source calls bloated bureaucracy and wasteful programs, well, the aim is to impact every taxpayer, according to the source, by reducing the overall federal spend, even if, you know, the specific programs or foreign aid initiatives seem kind of distant from your daily life.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener, when you look at these specific examples of cuts laid out in the source, from foreign aid to domestic media subsidies, even particular cultural programs? What does that signal about current legislative priorities, maybe, and the ongoing debate over government spending and, well, the role of federal programs? This detailed list really offers a window into what one segment of the political spectrum defines as waste and where they believe taxpayer money should not be going.
Yeah, and this raises an important question, I think, for you to consider. As these efforts to, quote, clean up Washington continue, how might these specific types of cuts influence future policy decisions, and what long-term impact could they have on the initiatives and organizations that were targeted? Are these specific cuts mainly about saving money, the fiscal aspect, or do they also serve as signals for broader shifts in policy, maybe even cultural priorities? Something to think about.